Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, I mean, he was born in San Francisco. He was the former mayor here. Why is he partying in L.A.?
Yeah, and he had his primary party here and his lieutenant governor once. Why is he? Well, I asked him that question just a little while ago, and he's texted back, well, I can't spend 8 years telling the folks in L.A. that I have their best interests, regardless of the history in San Francisco. So he said on election night, he's got to be in L.A. That's where the people are. He also said that, trust me, my 84-year-old dad in a wheelchair chair is asking the same question, because he had to go down as well. It's not unusual. Gavin Newsom, like I said, he did his primary here. He's going to go down to Los Angeles and become the governor of all Californians if he wins. John Cox is going to be down in San Diego, his home base, and he will be the governor of all Californians if he wins. But none of them are going to be up in San Francisco right
okay,
now.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you right, Gavin Newsom has already built his networks here in Northern California. Now he's reaching out in Southern California trying to do the same thing?
And he's not the first. Kamala Harris, who was the former district attorney here in San Francisco and made her name here, she got elected to the U.S. Senate, and now she has moved lock, stock, and barrel down to Los Angeles with her new husband, and they are setting up shop there. And so, yes, so San Francisco becomes something in the rearview mirror as you move on in the political landscape.
But Gavin Newsom's going to get his dream job if the polls turn out to be right tonight. Kamala Harris, many say, is eyeing her move to Southern California is for some other reason, right? She's aiming for higher office.
They're both, listen, can we get something straight here? Everybody on that ballot tonight all across the United States has the eyes on going up the ladder. I mean, that's why they're there, all right? And yes, and the presidential is in both of those scopes. Kamala Harris, her husband and his family, they live down there, and she was living in a one-bedroom place up here, and so she moved down there, and some people said it was good. She finally got a life. But, you know, it's smart. Gavin's going to keep living in Kentfield up in the Marin County, and he's probably going to commute to Sacramento because the governor's, Jerry Brown stays there, but nobody else stays there. And even Jerry didn't stay there his first term out. Remember, he was in Oakland and commuted.
Hey, Schwarzenegger lived at the Hyatt.
That's right, and went to L.A. And I was asking cynically, you know, why also is everybody getting out of town? And one of the operatives that close to him said, well, Phil, first of all, if you're in San Francisco, every day you get tired with whatever's going on in San Francisco. You have to react to all the craziness in San Francisco, and you get identified with San Francisco. So there's a time to get out, and that's when you're ahead.
Okay, real quickly, in terms of bridging Northern and Southern Californians, and water, obviously a huge issue. What else?
All of different things. Water. We're going to be talking about transportation, the high-speed rail, and stuff like that. And by the way, there is one politician going out the door I want to mention who stayed in San Francisco throughout all of it. Dianne Feinstein, and she'll be at the Officers Club at the Presidio tonight for what is likely her last celebration.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.